Ladies and gentlemen, as you may be aware, government is determined to build a Ghana beyond aid, a Ghana that uses its own resources and employs proper management as the way to engineer social and economic growth. Despite the pragmatic measures that government has rolled out to ensure that we achieve this vision, we are very encouraged by the example set by the Church of Pentecost. As an indigenous church with no foreign or external support, you have, through the prudent management of resources, firmly established branches of the church in 99 countries. Aside other phenomenal investment made in educational and health sectors of our economy, the church, again, from its own homegrown resources, has managed to put up the world-class Pentecost Convention Center where this meeting is currently taking place. The Church of Pentecost thus provides the needed example that with the right kind of leadership and prudent management of resources, the vision of Ghana beyond aid is not only achievable, but realistic. With your numbers, the Church of Pentecost is better placed to use its influential platform in the various communities to educate members on the need to fulfill their tax obligations. You have done magnificent work through tithes and donations. Government can learn from you. To build a Ghana beyond aid, we need to step up tax collection as the best way to mobilize enough resources to pay for health care, water, roads, build hospitals, and care for those in society who just are not able to provide for themselves because of sickness, old age, or loss of a spouse.